Professor Patricia Lundy, University of Ulster. My reaction to the HMIC briefing today is one of shock, I think. In many ways, it reinforces all of the concerns that I had, but they add a depth to some of those concerns, and in particular, they indicated that HUT is not Article 2 compliant, and they have acted outside the law. And I must say, you know, that was quite shocking. But I'm pleased that it endorses all of my research findings, and I'm happy with the outcome.
Stephen Otter indicated that he was actually shocked that your work in 2009 indicated most of the major criticisms that his report is making today, and that nothing was done in the HET in those 4 years. Mm-hmm. What needs to happen now?
I think, first of all, what needs to happen is Matt Baggett needs to respond to the criticisms and the concerns raised by HMIC's report. But I think there's a role for the Policing Board, and I think there's a role for the Department of Justice. But I think what needs to happen is they need to respond swiftly and robustly. I think that perhaps the cases need to be suspended until there's time to debate these issues. And I think that the HET is really irretrievable. I can't see how some changes will build confidence and trust, which has been severely shaken, I think. So from my perspective, I haven't read the recommendations, but I feel that at this point, the HET, I can't see how it can overcome these criticisms. They're absolutely damning.
It's a tremendous vindication, if you like, or an expression of confidence in the calibre of the research work that you're you have undertaken at the university. What kind of impact do you think that research will now have?
Well, I think it demonstrates the importance of independent academic research and the impact that it can have. That is demonstrated quite clearly. But of course, it's up to the oversight bodies and the accountability bodies to act on that. And I think that's where we've fallen down. The Policing Board did take up the issue, and the Policing Board did commission this report by HMIC. So I can see that accountability is working at one level, but I think it has also failed at another level, because I raised those criticisms in 2008, and we have hundreds of cases processed since then. We have millions of pounds being spent, and I just think that's someone has to answer to that.
We've heard how your research has had a tremendous impact on the future of the HET. Mm-hmm. What other research are you working on? What's next in your research agenda?
My next piece of work, I've already started it actually. I'm looking at apologies. And I'm looking at the role that apologies might play in transitional justice and conflict transformation. I'm also very interested in what you call bottom-up community approaches to truth recovery. And I have a plan to go back to that work as well. So there's a lot of things that I'm planning to do in the future, and of course I will continue with my work on the HET, and I believe over the summer and the coming months, I think I'll write the book.